to the YONation.com podcast, the only podcast dedicated to University of Wyoming athletics.
Welcome to another edition of the YONation podcast. I am your host, Chad Smith, and I'm joined by the co-founder, or the founder, I guess he was a co-founder, but he's also a founder of YONation.com, Mr. Brad Reed.
Hello there, guys. How are you?
And then a fellow blogger on the site, Connor Cunningham, who's making quite the entrance with God knows what that just happened at the intro of the show.
Apologize, everybody, but it's nice to be back after a week off.
That is right. So let's play a little game first here, boys, and feel free to play along at home. I want everybody who thought 4 weeks ago that we'd be sitting here on September 23rd talking about the 0-3 Wyoming Cowboys to raise their hands. I don't see Brad's not raising his hand. Connor's not raising his hand. That's good. So pretty shocking stuff. But hey, those are the facts. But it was good to see some improvement against Washington State. And Brad was there at the game, covering it for you all. Brad, any quick thoughts from the Washington State game?
I'm with you. I think they looked considerably better this week than we've seen in the previous couple of weeks. The defense is starting to come together a little more. The offense, you know, I think the offense played reasonably well. They played well enough to keep them in the game, I think. Penalties were a very big deal. That 4th and 46 with the original line of scrimmage being at the 10-yard line was kind of bad. So, you know, that took some points off the board, probably. So I think, you know, they have some little things to clean up before we start seeing some real results. But if they can iron out, you know, not killing themselves with penalties, I think we'll be moving in the right direction.
So, all right, so 3 games are in the books. And as you know, college football these days is a 12-game season. So we, for better or worse, are a quarter of the way through the season. So we are going to introduce on the podcast tonight a little report card action. We will go through the major components of the team and give a report card to date. Are you guys ready to tackle that?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right. I guess that round of applause could be for all of you at Wyoming Nation as well. I was just telling Brad, I was checking out the site stats, and this month of September is now the second highest month in terms of traffic on the website ever. And we are on pace to smash the overall record because, what, there's still 7 or 8 more days left in this month.
Yeah, so, we've had a fantastic month of traffic at the website, and you know, people are reading all the cool stuff we've been putting out almost daily nowadays.
So yeah, so thank you to all the readers and to all the people on the forum. So all right, let's get into this. We'll start with the offense first. Let's tackle some numbers, and that would be overall offensive numbers. Scoring offense, Wyoming is scoring 18.7 points per game, which ranks 118th out of 125 FBS teams. In terms of the Mountain West, that puts us at 10th in the conference, ahead of only Utah State and UNLV. So that's big picture. But in terms of grades, we'll start with the passing offense. Let me run down those numbers for you. We rank 81st in the country with 209 passing yards per game. And in terms of the Mountain West, we're actually 4th in the conference in passing yards behind CSU, San Jose State, and Boise State. So passing offense, let's start with Connor. What grade would you give the Cowboy quarterbacks, I guess, and the wide receivers for getting the passing game going?
Let's see. This is a difficult one to put a grade on. I don't think it's fair to really look at numbers and where we rank within the conference or the nation, because we had that unfortunate second game against Eastern Michigan where Josh Allen came out 3 for 4, looked great, and then his unfortunate injury led to our third string quarterback, and he ended up, I think it was like 3 for 16 for zero total yards, something like that, but it was zero total yards, and it just completely wiped out our passing game for that. It was a non-factor. So I'm going to go ahead and be generous here. I think Cam Kaufman's been great so far. I think he's been everything that we could ask for as a senior quarterback running the show, and Josh Allen was even great in his four passing attempts in his start. So let's go with a B-plus in the passing game. I think Cam Kaufman's been smart, hasn't made mistakes, getting the ball to his wide receivers, and for the most part, he's been positive for our offense.
All right, Connor gives them a B-plus. Brad, what say you?
I think I'm going to be probably about the same as Connor, I think. I think the quarterbacks have played reasonably well. If we just pretend that we did not watch the Eastern Michigan game, I think Cam Kaufman's going to be a good quarterback for us this year. He's not going to blow the doors off, but I think he's going to take care of the football. He's going to make good decisions. He's very comfortable in the pocket. He moved around in and out of trouble pretty well at Washington State. So I'm going to go with a B, but we'll be better. We had career receiving yards for Jake Mulhart this past weekend, so I think they can lean on him of being a good receiver. So, yeah, I think I'll go with a B.
Okay. And so that's something that could improve greatly, obviously. The more Kaufman plays, the more comfortable he's going to feel. The offensive line is still kind of a little bit of a question mark, but you would think they would get better over time, especially if they've done some shuffling, I think, at right guard and right tackle mainly. And in terms of other things to think about, Bowles is not happy with his wide receiver depth, basically saying that we only have two wide receivers right now that he really trusts, and that would be Tanner Gentry and then the aforementioned Jake Mulhart. So we really need these freshman receivers, at least one of them, to step up and show that he could be a playmaker in this offense. And so they'll get the chance to do that. So, all right, so you guys give a B-plus and a B on the passing offense. Let's move to the rushing offense, but first let's run down the numbers. The Cowboys rank 57th in the country in rushing offense at 190 yards per game. In terms of Mountain West action, Wyoming does rank 5th in the conference at that 190 yards per game. But on an individual note that I should point out, we do have the conference's leading individual rusher in Brian Hill. Pretty good numbers here, guys. 51 attempts for 412 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's 8.08 yards per carry and 137.3 yards per game. And I guess if you consider the rushing totals that we had in the North Dakota game, which were almost non-existent, you got to be pretty happy with those numbers. So we'll start with you, Brad, this time. What is your grade for the rushing offense?
I'm probably going to have to go with a B, B-ish. I don't think we're quite where Bull would like to be with the rushing offense. We have yet to find a way to get Sean Wick moving. I don't think he's really had real great rushing yards so far. Brian Hill leading the conference, that's really good. He had a really good game against Eastern Michigan and another 100-yard day against Washington State. So we'll see what he can do against, you know, these Mountain West teams. But I think, I'll go with a B. There's some things to improve on. The offensive line needs to gel together a little bit to open up a little bit better running lanes. So it's a B. B minus maybe. B. We'll go in there.
Okay, Connor.
I'm going to give the running backs a B minus because, one, the the University of North Dakota game, that was downright just terrible. Inexcusable, unexplainable, embarrassing. I mean, you can't really have enough words to describe it, but Eastern Michigan bounced back again. Brian Hill had a monster game and followed that up with another great game against Washington State. I say a B minus because Sean Wick's yet to get going, as Brad mentioned, and then Brian Hill alone, I'd give him an A, just because where he's at, and he's only a sophomore, and he just continues to get better, and he runs so hard. But it's got to be a B- for overall three games and effectively put us out of the game against UND. And the lack of Sean Wick through three games puts me at a B-.
Okay, so some good comments there. And I must say about Brian Hill, when I was at the Eastern Michigan game and I was at the press conference, he was one of the players who did a player interview. And I was kind of shocked about how, you know, down on the field, he doesn't look all that big. But for a running back his size, he's pretty well cut. And he pretty much already has an NFL body. So I think you're seeing that in his production. And he could only get stronger as he matures and keeps hitting the weights longer. So I think he definitely has a shot to play in the NFL someday.
Yeah, he's going to have to keep working at it. You know, if his body holds up for, you know, he's a true sophomore right now. So if his body can hold up and take the abuse of, you know, an offensive line growing together, he may turn out to be a pretty special running back. And, Chad, you and I were talking, you know, before we came on the podcast here that, you know, he very well could find himself in the top five or higher of Wyoming's all-time rushing leaders at his current pace.
Oh, he's going to be number one at his current pace. He's going to blow it away. So, yeah. All right, let's switch to the defense. Just a little sadder story, unfortunately. Wyoming ranks 106th in the nation in scoring defense, giving up 34.3 points a game. And that goes without saying that that's just absolutely terrible. But there's good reasons for that. Maybe Brad will get into that here later. But that ties us for ninth in the Mountain West with UNLV. The only two teams who have worse defenses than us are Nevada at 35 points a game. And then I don't even know how this is possible, but Fresno's giving up 43.7 a game.
Is that bad?
That's bad. I mean, 43 points a game?
That's bad.
That's unbelievable. They've given up 18 touchdowns in three games.
Wow. I saw that they were they're an underdog to San Jose State this weekend, too.
As they should be, because when your defense only gives up 43 points a game, but you're not going to beat anybody.
How many times has people been an underdog to San Jose State, though?
I know. That's pretty sad. So, all right. So, I guess it's Connor's turn to go first. Rushing defense, and let me actually run down those rushing numbers. I forgot about that. Wyoming has made some improvement over the past couple years. We've been usually well over the 200-yard mark the past couple years. But we're down to 175 per game, which ranks us 82nd in the country. And in terms of the Mountain West, if I remember right, let me click on it here. It's not too terrible. Eighth in the conference, ahead of Hawaii, Nevada, UNLV, and San Jose State. But Boise State's lead in the pack at 45 yards per game. That's pretty impressive. I know they haven't played the highest amount of competition. I mean, they played BYU, and then they played Idaho State last week, I think.
Idaho State and Washington.
Okay, so I guess two of the three. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And that's where Wyoming wants to be someday, is playing that hard-nosed physical defense. So, Russian defense, it's not where we want it to be, but it has improved a little. Connor, what do your eyes say the Cowboy defense, the front seven there, deserves as a grade in stopping the run?
In stopping the run, I'm going D. It's like you said, it's getting better. It's just not good, though. The big plays is my main concern. We saw it against UND. We saw it against Eastern Michigan. We saw it against Washington State. They just give up too many big plays, and they can't get off the field on third down, whether it's through the air or on the ground. But we're not putting ourselves in positions to win games because of the way the defense is playing in general. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long season because of that. They continue to put themselves in tough positions with first down and second down big plays, easy third down conversions, the 60-plus yard plays. But if I guess if you're looking at a bright side, the fact that we have 25 freshmen playing on this team, 12 of which I believe are on defense. So if they can continue to improve throughout the season, and we look into the future a little bit, that maybe we will have that tough defense that we strive for here in the next couple of years. But for right now, it's got to be a D. It's not good. It is it's hard to watch.
Okay, Brad.
The front seven specifically, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards C minus, D plus, somewhere in there. They did a good job of holding Washington State's rushing attack down, but you got to take that with a grain of salt because Washington State doesn't technically have a rushing offense. Like Connor said, they don't get off the field on third down very well. And the front seven really is not generating a lot of pass rush. I mean, they're relying on the front four to generate the pass rush, and it's not working. Eddie Yarborough's got 3 sacks on the season, which, you know, it's fine. You know, we're through 3 games, so that's not an unreasonable number. But I think him and Granderson, I think Granderson's got 1 or 2 sacks on the season now. But they're just not getting enough pressure on the quarterback. And when we saw the Cowboy defense have success against Washington State, they were getting in the quarterback's face with, you know, 5 to 6 guys blitzing the quarterback rather than, you know, just trying to generate pressure with their front four. And I'm kind of led to believe that, you know, maybe they're dropping the linebackers into coverage like Waka and Zacha just to, you know, kind of help the young secondary not get totally burned on passing plays. So, you know, I'm sure that might factor into it too. But right now it's just not getting it done. So, I'm leaning D plus.
Okay, thank you. Because I was going to absolutely criticize you as C minus, because C minus is still passing. And hey, they're not passing by any chance. Unless you go to, what was that, Boise Tech College they got out there? Where you could, Lego building?
I will have you know that a D plus in accounting your senior year of college will let you graduate.
Okay. You know that firsthand, huh?
I know that from a friend. Probably.
And his name was Frad.
Yes, his name rhymes with Frad.
Brad Feed.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you mentioned the third downs, and that's another thing that's just terrible. Wyoming ranks 120 out of 128 schools in third down conversions, and defensively, allowing 52% of third down conversions. I can't even comprehend that. That's bad.
Just checking.
That's really bad. So that is the run defense. And I guess, while I got the numbers up, Connor mentioned the long plays. And so this is a precursor to the pass defense. But when you go to long passing plays, you look at the country, long passing plays, Wyoming ranks 116th in the country, giving up 34 passes of 10 yards or more in the country. And I do believe when you put that out past 50 yards, I think we're dead bottom. Oh, we're not anymore.
Well,
apparently some teams have really dropped the ball.
Big pass plays at Washington State.
Yeah, they did. They did not too bad. And actually, let me bump it down to 40 yards.
I think the longest scoring play was like 35 yards or something like that. Mm-hmm.
For a while there, I know when I checked the stats, we were last. But now we've bumped our way into the 90s. Some other schools like SMU has given up 9 pass plays over 40 yards already. That's pretty crazy. So, all right.
I wonder if they're looking for a home-and-home deal.
Maybe. And what was the name of that conference now? Conference America? Captain America Conference?
The American.
I like the Captain American, or the Captain America Conference. Someone should do that.
There's nothing more American than a conference filled with Texas schools.
All right, so pass defense, let's just run down the numbers. Not very good again. Wyoming ranks 102nd in the nation and passing defense, allowing 262 yards per game. But the good news is when you look at the Mountain West Conference, that is actually not too terrible, believe it or not. Looking at the passing defense, oh, it is terrible. Sorry, I thought I had it confused with something else. We are 11th in the conference in passing defense, ahead of only Nevada, who allows 269 yards per game. And San Jose State, I know they've done this the past couple years, I'll have to do some research on what kind of defense they have. They have a really good pass defense. I can't even imagine these numbers. They're only allowing 73 yards per game in the air at San Jose State.
Wow. That seems odd.
That seems really low. So let's just click on that. A little on-air research here.
Well,
maybe
they played FCS New Hampshire. They played Air Force.
I'm looking at their game log. You're right. Yeah, so they played New Hampshire, who only threw the ball 25 times for 60 yards. 10 of 25 for 60. Air Force was only 3 of 11 for 24. And then Oregon State was 13 of 25 for 135. So that is a very much an early season oddity in the stats. So we could throw that out. But
don't worry, they got Auburn coming up.
Yeah, so pass defense, I don't know. Who wants to go first this time? I don't care.
I'll do it.
Do it, Brad.
Well, as the saying goes, D's make degrees, so that means it's passing. So I'm going to go with, like, maybe an F.
Maybe an F.
That's not passing. And no. Right now, the pass defense, I mean, we can't bag on these guys too much. We're starting, like, three freshmen back there, plus Teran Finley just got a starting job back last week, so we have a senior back there now. So,
and as you mentioned, the defensive line is getting next to no pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, so that lets him sit in the pocket all day and let receivers run around the field and find somebody open. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with an F, but I don't really know that I can dog on the guys too much. There's a lot of inexperience back there. And, yeah, the grade is what it is, but the young guys are, you know, doing what they can.
Okay. Connor, can you beat an F?
An F minus? Does that beat an F? And it's impressive, to say the least, I guess. I guess I'm kind of like Brad. I feel bad a little bit getting, you know, into the negative comments. There's six freshmen that are playing in the secondary. Andrew Wingard has been a bright spot. I think he has talent, and he's going to be something good. I think the talent's there. I really do. I just think the fact that these guys, they're not big-time recruits. They're recruits that have talent, but they need some coaching, and they need some time to get some ability and develop and become something special. That's what you do at Wyoming. You don't get the five-star recruits. You get the two-stars, the one-stars, the no-stars, and the gems, and you build them up, and you find something else, you know, in their sophomore, junior, senior years. So with them playing early, there's going to be some bumps and bruises, as we've seen early on in the season, but it could bode well for the future. I think that I think one thing that you have to say about this whole team on both sides of the ball we haven't really talked about is they do play hard. They're not out there. They don't give up. They're chasing the ball around. They're playing hard, and I think that they have the passion and they want to be good. It's just they're young, and there's really no substitute for young and inexperienced. If you take a look at what we have going on, we have 15 true freshmen playing. That is fourth in the country. And if you look at the other teams that are in that, with the exception of Army, who doesn't redshirt guys, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Clemson, USC, those are the other teams on the list. Obviously, they get top 10, top 15 recruiting classes. We don't. So it's going to take some time. We're going to build. And, yeah, right now it's an F, F minus, but hopefully in the next couple of years we see that to develop. And even later in the season as these guys get some more experience under their belt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Now, Brad, you got to see them go against pass-happy Washington State. And I thought for sure they would reach, you know, 500, maybe even 600 yards. So what did you see at the Washington State game that gives you hope for maybe even later in this season to where our secondary will put it together?
I saw Andrew Wingard. He's pretty good. He likes to hit people, so that's really encouraging. You know, and like you said, Washington State's a very pass-happy team. That's been the bread and butter of a Mike Leach offense for years. And for those of you wondering, I did not get a chance to stalk Mike Leach, but much to my disappointment. But Yeah, I mean, they only threw for like 303 yards or something like that. It wasn't very much, considering it was Washington State. And in total yards, Wyoming actually did outgain the Cougars in total yards. So that was encouraging. They did not go, you know, totally crazy and throwing all over us. And I think, what was it, Marcus Epps? Is that his name? Had an interception there that, you know, helped get that Cowboy defense off the field. So there's some things to look forward to. I think Epps is a good athlete. I think Wingard's a good athlete. And, you know, there's a little bit of truth to the, you know, getting thrown into the fire, basically, as a young person. I mean, it happens to many of us professionally once we get out of college and somebody tosses us into the fire and says, here's the real world, enjoy. These college athletes are doing much of the same thing where, you know, at a top recruiting school, they might, you know, get kind of coddled along a little bit, not play till, you know, sophomore, junior year. But at Wyoming, we're going to toss them into the fire and see who sticks.
Well, that's not the goal.
It's definitely not the goal.
The goal is to build a program to where they can sit for 2 or 3 years before they have to play. So, but we're not in that position, unfortunately. And we have so many freshmen on the team. It's just crazy. And so, yeah, well said and all your thoughts there. So let's move on to the special teams. I don't know. I mean, the field goal kicking hasn't been too great. The punting's been a bright spot, I guess. Kick returns, hit and miss.
Actually, with kick returns, if you watch the Washington State game, DJ May back returning kicks. You know, he was suspended for those first couple of games. But DJ May back returning kicks against Washington State was very, very effective. He put the Cowboys in constant good field position. You know, they were starting around the 30, 35, 40-yard line every time he returned a kick. They had, I think, Jalen Claiborne. No, not Jalen Claiborne. Good Lord.
yeah, that'd be nice to have him back.
Yeah, it would. They had, I think, Tanner Gentry return one. He was back there with Sean Wick was back there on all the kick returns, and Tanner Gentry returned a kick, and he's just not – he's a fast player, but he's not shifty enough and fast enough for a kick return. But DJ May, he was terrific in the returning the ball. So if we can keep DJ May back there, I think he's going to put us in good field position all year long.
Okay. Any thoughts on special teams, Connor?
To Brad's point on DJ May returning kicks, he also had a nice kick return against UND as well. So I think that he provides a little bit of a spark, puts us in field position that we haven't really seen over the years, or the last few years, maybe since Devin Moore was back there. An interesting stat on Tanner Gentry's punt returns. He is averaging 10.2 yards per return. That's actually fourth in the conference and 40th in the nation, so not terrible there either. So we, the special teams return-wise, pretty good as I can remember, because Jalen Claiborne, all he was is a glorified punt catcher. Yeah. He liked to fair catch a lot. So the kicking game, it's got to be an F at this point. I know Tristan Bailey is only a freshman, but he just doesn't have the confidence right now. I think he has the ability, and hopefully that develops over the years. And then the other one, the punting, Ethan Wood, I'll give him an A. He's pretty good at what he does.
That's right. And to get back to your point, I mean, 10 yards per return on punts is pretty good. That's like the goal of a good returner, is to get 10 yards. So I didn't know those numbers. I haven't looked those up, so that's a good find. And yeah, long may it continue with Tanner Gentry. So, yeah. All right, so there's our report card. Not too great, but a lot of room for improvement as these young players get more time, and now we're into conference play. New Mexico is coming into town.
It's safe to say at this point the Pokes are on academic probation.
Yes. So the Lobos are coming into town, and they're actually – Wyoming-New Mexico is actually the fourth longest football series that we play. So New Mexico is a longtime rival, and they'll be coming into town. I know Wyoming – I wrote today in my blog that they lead the all-time series, and we have won 3 out of the last 5 games against New Mexico. And this is a good opportunity for Wyoming to get a win at home, I think. The only problem is New Mexico runs that run-heavy offense, and I'm not sure if we'll be up to task to be able to slow them down enough, but I would expect a pretty high-scoring game in Laramie this Saturday. What do you guys think?
I think that our experienced defensive line is going to show up on Saturday. I think that, you know, they've seen New Mexico for most of them. They've seen them for 2-3 years now, and Air Force. You see that option attack that they throw at you. And honestly, the last 2 years, we've had good luck against it. We've beaten Air Force both of the last 2 years. I think we've split with New Mexico the last 2 years. And we probably should have beat them last year, but we won't get touch on that. But anyway, I think that the defensive line is going to show up, and I think they're going to carry the load, and we just have to limit the big plays. That's what it's going to come down to, maybe cause a couple turnovers. And I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say that the Pokes get their first win.
Whoa, going on a limb there.
It is. It's a risky. They're the underdog at home. Yeah. Can you believe that against New Mexico at home?
3-point dogs at home. That's how sad things are. Okay, Brad, any thoughts?
I don't think the option is going to be as big of a deal as what we think it might be. We've seen, you know, we see New Mexico every year. We see Air Force every year. So, you know, stopping the option is not new. So I think it can be done, and we've done it a lot in the past. I mean, we've won 3 out of the last 4. So that's good.
I gotcha. But let me just play devil's advocate here.
Have at it. You're so good at it.
Now, you know, you were saying all this, but at the same time, we are starting, what was the number? 6 freshmen
we're playing
on defense?
That's in the secondary, though. Yeah. So I would counter with that. I would say that's in the secondary. And it's,
yeah, but it's option football is all about assignment
football.
And yep, it only takes one freshman to blow one assignment for a 2-yard play to turn into a 90-yard play.
So. Absolutely. No, I agree with that. That's why I said that limiting the big play is going to be the X factor. But I think with that defensive line, that, and even Lucas Waka has had a ton of success against the option in his career, I think with the defense line and Waka, that hopefully they can carry the load and set the tone.
That's right, and I would imagine Wingard would have a pretty
good
option, where they'll probably play him in the box more like a linebacker. So he's led the team in tackles, I think, the last 2 weeks, so he might be someone you'll see again with double-digit tackles.
It wouldn't even be surprising if he did lead in tackles again this week. But, you know, like you guys said, it's gap assignment football. You know, you got to get out of the habit of, or against a traditional team, you're going to chase the backer. In this case, you may be chasing 3 backers and get really confused, and then bad things happen. That said, Jarrell Presley, the New Mexico running back, he's pretty skilled at what he does usually.
Isn't he in like his 6th or 7th year at New Mexico?
Hard to tell. I mean, I don't know what they do at New Mexico, probably.
Feels like he's been there forever.
Yeah, he is a senior this year. Maybe like a 6th-year senior, who knows. So Jarrell Presley's really good. And don't forget the little brother of the Gibsons, Tyrion Gibson, is a New Mexico running back as well, so I'm sure he'll be excited to see the Cowboys. It may not be good for us, I don't really know yet. But yeah, I think Gibson's had a good year. Gibson's got 106 yards on the year. Presley's got 145, but
they have 4 or 5 guys that are in 100 yards rushing. It's pretty impressive.
Yep, 4 guys. Plus their quarterback, Lamar Jordan's right at 100 yards for the season.
That's
so
right.
So I think we can slow down the Lobos, and I'm going to go with Connor. I think we can certainly see our first win of the year this weekend.
Okay. Well, I certainly hope so, but I will make no such predictions. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Chad. They'll win your heart someday.
No, they will. They're always in my heart, but it's just so battered and broken right now.
Can you imagine if we were Cubs fans, too?
Yeah.
I don't think we can find a building tall enough to jump off of.
Yeah, well, I know a guy who is a Cubs fan and a Buffalo Bills fan.
Ooh, boy.
Can you imagine that? Yeah. So, anyway.
A lot of gray hair unnecessarily.
That's neither here nor there. So, all right. So there is our report card. We'll look forward to the Wyoming-New Mexico game on Saturday. If you cannot make it to Laramie for the game will be on Root Sports in the Rocky Mountain region. And if you're outside the Rocky Mountain region, you should be able to watch it on either the Wyoming Athletics website or the Mountain West website should have it. So a good chance to see the Pokes open up conference play, and it looks like it should be another beautiful day in Laramie. It'll be the third game in a row with absolutely beautiful weather. So everybody enjoy the game, and we here at Wyo Nation will speak with you soon. So Brad, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Connor, wish the good folks out there a pleasant day.
Peace, and go Pokes.
That's right. So for Connor and Brad, I'm Chad Smith, saying thank you for listening to the Wyo Nation podcast.